Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
From a sermon by our Father among the Saints, Bede the Venerable. When the Lord was about to give pardon to the sinful woman, he wished to write with his finger on the ground, in order to point out that it was he himself who once wrote the Ten Commandments of the law on stone with his finger, that is, by the action of the Holy Spirit. And it is good that the law was written upon stone, since it was given to subdue the inmost hearts of a hard-hearted and defiant people. It is good that the Lord wrote on the ground when he was about to give grace of forgiveness to the contrite and humble of heart, who would be able to bring forth the fruit of salvation. It is good that bending down he wrote with his finger on the ground, who once upon a time, showing himself to be sublime, wrote on a stone on the mountain. Through the humiliation of the humanity which he had adopted, he poured out the Spirit of grace upon the fruitful hearts of the faithful. Though once he appeared exalted in the form of an angel and gave hard mandates to a hard-hearted people. It is good that he was bent over when he wrote on the ground, but upright when he uttered the words of mercy, since through his unity with human infirmity he promised the gift of his benevolence, but through the power of his divine might he delivered it to human beings. Raising himself, Jesus said to her, "Woman, where are they who were accusing you? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." No one dared to condemn the sinful woman, for they all began to discern in themselves what they recognized to be more damnable. But let us see the great gift of mercy with which he encouraged the accused woman after he put to flight the crowd of her accusers with the authority of the justice he brought forward. And this follows. Jesus said, "Nor will I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Here was fulfilled the statement of the psalm writer, who chanted in our Lord's praises, "Proceed prosperously and reign on account of truth, of gentleness, and of justice, and your right hand will teach you in a marvelous way." He reigns on account of truth, for by proclaiming the way of truth to the world, he spreads the glory of his kingdom to bands of believers. He reigns on account of gentleness and justice, for many make themselves subject to his kingdom because they recognize that he is gentle in liberating from sin those who repent, and he is just in condemning the defiant for their sins. He is gentle in bestowing the gift of faith and the heavenly virtues, and he is just in giving an everlasting reward in the contest of faith and heavenly virtues. His right hand led him in a marvelous way, for when God was dwelling in human nature, it showed him to be marvelous in everything that he did and taught, but it also pointed out that by a marvelous prudence he always eluded the snares which crafty enemies were able to devise. "Nor will I condemn you," he said. "Go and sin no more." Since he is merciful and benevolent, he released her from her past sins. Since he is just and has loved justice, he forbade her to sin no more. But because some could doubt whether Jesus was able to forgive sins, since they knew that he was a true human being, he deigned to show more clearly what he was capable of doing in his divinity. And so after he had fended off the villainy of his tempters and removed the sinful woman's guilt, he again spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. One who follows me does not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life." Here he clearly taught not only by what authority he had forgiven the woman's sins, but also what he himself had expressed figuratively by making his way to the Mount of Olives, by coming again at daybreak to the temple, and by writing with his finger on the ground, that he himself is the summit of mercies and the God of all consolation, the herald as well as the bestower of unfaltering light, the source of the law as well as grace.